Who are you and what brings you here today?
My name is Jeff Kierzek. I am the Director of Education for River Edge Nature Center. And we're here today to try to find ways to connect kids to the outdoors. So, working with schools to hopefully get kids to appreciate the environment, which ultimately hopefully helps them care for the environment for the rest of their lives.
What are some of the offerings that you bring to the table?
So for different school groups, you guys might be a little too big.
We'll be in the shade.
For different school groups, we have a ton of different offerings. So a lot of our programs are targeted towards kindergarten through fifth grade. But they're all aligned with the Next Gen Science Standards and Wisconsin Science Standards. So when a teacher signs up for some programs, they know they're going to get a high-quality, academically rigorous program. We also have fun stuff. I mean, we have tree climbing, we have canoeing, we have kayaking.
As though learning isn't fun.
Right. but stuff that isn't really academically focused. It's more adventure focused.
Is that going up to the Nature Center, or is it stuff that's also out in the field somewhere?
So we do outreach, but some of our adventure programs, you can find us in different places. So on the 15th, we'll be working with the Canoe Mobile down at Lakeshore State Park. We just had a paddle that took place in West Bend. Most of our water events and activities take place somewhere on the Milwaukee River, from Newburgh all the way down to downtown.
Very cool. How did you get into this line of work? What's your personal or professional story?
So, it's kind of a long, twisted one. So, I started working at summer camps when I was in college. And in college, I majored in wildlife ecology research and management at UW-Stevens Point. And my goal was to work with animals. And I wanted to be out in the field. And while I was doing that, I came home. There was a job at a camp that was in Milwaukee, and they were looking for somebody to just do some day camp activities, and so I signed up for that. I did that for 2 summers, and then they asked me if I would like to take over their nature program out at their resident camp, so I did, and that ended up being an awesome experience, and kind of pushed me into education, where I became a classroom teacher for about the last 13 years.
What about?
So my first school was Clara Muhammad School. It's over on MLK and Wright. And I was there teaching fifth grade, and then headed over to Atlas Preparatory Academy in Bayview. And then from there went to St. Robert School to teach middle school science.
Now you get to interact with kids at a different scale.
And now it's on a very different, interaction. I mean, I'm not directly instructing them in the classroom anymore. Now we're taking them out into the environment, and we get a chance to talk to them about what a cool experience it is to be around nature and the outdoors and all the different organisms that are out here.
What are some of the changes at River Edge? It's been growing a lot the last couple of years.
It has. Let's see. So we have been expanding our property, we've been changing some of our trails, and we've been offering more programs that appeal to different groups. Pretty soon, so I don't want to say like it's happening like in the next month or two, but our goal is to offer a lot of STEAM programs, so more focused on arts and less having. So I think what we're trying to do is offer some programs for people who science isn't like their absolute like motivating thing. They love being outside, but science is sort of like not the thing that gets them excited. So if we can get them outside doing something in the arts, something that they're interested in, whether it's music, whether it's painting, drawing, whatever it might be, if we can get them out there, we can also kind of sneak some science in. But really get them out there into what they're passionate about anyway.
Cool. What's your perspective on the Green and Healthy Schools program? Have you, what you've seen about the different walking school yards that are transforming from asphalt to green space?
Man, this is amazing. So how many years has it been at Vincent's? This is first year?
The conference?
Yeah.
Yes. It rotates from different schools.
Okay. So I think what's really cool is it's an opportunity for every school to get a chance to see all the different things that they can do and work towards getting involved in their school. So like, Say a school wants to do, add a green space. I think this conference alone, there's enough people you can connect with that are going to help you transform your entire schoolyard and get people outside.
Very cool.